The 2024 NFL Draft is in 3 days, and I am doing my official mock draft and more next on Command Fan. What's going on, Commanders fans, and welcome back to another episode of Command Fan. I'm your host, Tay Edwards, and we have a special episode today because it is draft week. The draft is in 3 days. It's on Thursday, and Washington, as you guys know, hold the second overall pick, and they're trying to find their franchise quarterback. And draft week is just super fun in general. It's all the rumor, speculation, and just all the rumors are really fun to hear and see, and ultimately to see what unfolds and see what rumors were true and what was not. There's so much smoke around a lot of players, especially quarterbacks in this year's draft class. So it's just a really fun time to be a fan and be able to see how your team's future shapes out in 3 days as the draft spans out for 3 days. So there's been a lot of rumors surrounding the second overall pick because people believe that the draft starts at the second overall pick, because I think the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams, as does the NFL world as well. And I think if you guys have social media, if you're on Twitter or like if you want to call it X, Instagram, just any kind of social media platform, you would be able to see and hear all of the smoke that a lot of the experts and the mock drafters have been putting out around the second overall pick, with Washington potentially selecting Jaden Daniels. And if the draft were today, Jaden Daniels would be the pick, according to Colin Coward and Adam Schefter. And Adam Schefter is one of the most respected reporters in the NFL and of sports, really. That would be approved by me. I think that would be a great pick. I think Jaden Daniels is the most ready. A lot of people are between Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and maybe even J.J. McCarthy in the mix. And if you listen to my other episode that I did, I do not want the Commanders to draft J.J. McCarthy at number two. I think that would be a huge reach. If they really do think that J.J. McCarthy is the guy, then I suggest that they trade down, attain more assets to potentially move up to select more talent on the offensive line or whatever position of need they think they need to fill in the first round. So that doesn't really go into much depth, but I think that goes along with what I want. I want the Commanders to draft Jaden Daniels. I think that would be the right choice. I think he's more pro-ready. And then there's another scenario where a lot of people have been saying that it's very likely that the Commanders will trade back into the first round, and apparently it's the worst-kept secret in the league, per a few tweets on Twitter. But I think the Commanders are in a prime spot to be able to trade back up with all the ammunition that they gained in the offseason and at the trade deadline last season, trading Chase Young and Montez Sweat. I think that they definitely could look into trading up back into the first round. If an offensive tackle falls, maybe a good corner falls, big-name corner, big-name offensive tackle like Olufoshanu from Penn State, I could definitely see the Commanders taking some calls or calling other teams to trade up and attain a late first-round pick to hopefully protect our future quarterback, Jaden Daniels, if it were up to me. But what would the compensation look like? To be honest, it would take a lot to trade back up, just depending on where they want to trade back up into, if they want to trade into the teens or the 20s. Obviously, the lower you go, not as much you're going to have to trade up, but I would assume that they're going to have to trade one of their second-round picks, maybe both of them, maybe a future first next year, depending on, like I said, how high they want to trade back up into. Maybe it's a Texans situation. Maybe they select at 2 and 3. I don't see that happening, but I really do think the Commanders are like one of 3 teams, maybe 4 teams, that are poised and primed to trade back up into the first round, just because we have so many holes to fill still, even after signing the most players in free agency in the league. So I think a tackle would be most likely, maybe an edge, maybe Leiatu Latu from UCLA falls. There's just always a few names that surprise you that fall into the first round and early second, that you see. And so, and also Adam Peters has been at the podium, and he has said that he likes where they are at it too. So I do not think that the Commanders will be trading down. Like I said this in a other episode, if you want to go listen to it, but I think trading up is more likely than trading down. because they know that they got to draft their franchise quarterback. Unless it's a deal that you can just not refuse. You have to take. Maybe they're offering you 3 or 4 future first-round picks to move down 4 or 5 spots, maybe more than that. But I don't think any team's going to offer that if at the number 2 overall pick. So I've been really excited to do this episode because of the mock draft, but I wanted to go over some of the biggest rumors that have been circulating in Commander's Twitter the last couple of days and last couple of weeks, to be honest. So I'm just going to be using PFF's mock draft simulator. It's the best simulator for mock drafts, in my opinion, out there. So definitely go check them out. They do a great job over at PFF. So with the first overall pick, the simulator had the Bears taking Caleb Williams. Obviously, I think that is going to happen. If that doesn't happen, I think that will shock the world. And I don't really know who they take. Maybe Drake May, Jaden Daniels, we'll see. But I have us selecting Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick. And in this mock draft, we're not going to have any trades. I'm not going to be able to trade up. So I'm just going to be having to stay put at pick 36 and pick 40 in the second round, 67, 78, and 100. But I do like that the Commanders have, 5 other picks, not including the second overall pick. I really do, like their flexibility that they can go with in the draft. I think they definitely can trade up if they want to. Maybe they want to just draft more players than trade up and get, another good one. So yeah, Jaden Daniels, if you guys want to go listen to their podcast, I go more in depth of Jaden Daniels. I just think he's more pro ready than Drake May. I really love his ability to scramble. I think that fits Cliff Kingsbury's scheme that he's going to run. Obviously, he's going to have to marry it to Jaden Daniels a little bit, but I think he won't have to differentiate it too much from Kyler Murray. I think Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Kyler Murray. I think he's got a better arm. He's obviously taller, so that helps him. And he can move. So I really love Jaden Daniels, and I really do think he'll end up being the second overall pick on Thursday. And the Patriots went Drake May. If you guys just want to know the rest of the top 10 picks, Patriots went Drake May. Cardinals went Marvin Harrison. Number 5, Joe Alt to the Chargers. And our division foe, the Giants, go J.J. McCarthy at 6. Surprising move. I would be surprised if that happened. I think they should go for receiver. I think Rome Odunze is someone that they could potentially target, potentially draft, or Malik Nabers too. I really love Malik Nabers. And speaking of Malik Nabers, he goes 7 to the Titans, Dallas Turner to the Falcons, Rome Odunze to the Bears at 9, and J.C. Latham, tackle out of Alabama, to the Jets at 10. Rome Odunze to the Bears, I've heard them heavily linked to draft another receiver. And they just recently traded for Keenan Allen, and they already have DJ Moore. So that'd be a stacked receiver room if they were to acquire Rome Odunze. I've also seen the Bears wanting to trade out of that pick, maybe move down and acquire more draft picks, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but they have the least amount of picks in the league. So, all right, moving on to the Commanders' 36 overall pick in the second round, and I see here that Kool-Aid McKinstry is still on the board. Troy Franklin, 2 players I absolutely love at their respective positions. I really like Troy Franklin, the wide receiver out of Oregon. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry, a cornerback from Alabama. He could arguably be the best cornerback in this class. Like I said, I think this could be realistic. Maybe not Kool-Aid McKinstry, but there will be a player or two that do fall. Happens every year in the draft. That do fall into the late first round, early second, when you expect them to be maybe a top 15, top 10 pick. And Kool-Aid McKinstry could definitely be that guy. Looking here, I really do want to select Kool-Aid McKinstry. Biggest needs for me, not naming the quarterback. I'm going to go offensive tackle, number 1, edge rusher, 2, corner, 3, wide receiver, 4, and safety, 5. And the safety here is Tyler Newbin is the best one, according to PFF. Bo Nix and Michael Penix are still on the board. Adisa Isaac out of Penn State, I do like him as an edge rusher. Jatavion Sanders, a tight end, I think we could also target tight ends. I also love Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. I think he's a great route runner. He's still available. With the 36 overall pick, though, I'm going to go ahead and select Kool-Aid McKinstry. I do not think he will fall that far. I don't think he'll be one of the names that slips into the second round. But you really never know with the draft, because it is so hit and miss. So I'm going to go ahead and look at the offensive tackles that are available at pick 40. Patrick Paul went at 38. I really love Patrick Paul. I was hoping he would slide down here to pick 40. Unfortunately, he didn't. And I do not really like any of the tackle options here. I wish I could have traded back up. I don't pay for PFF's mock draft simulator where you can actually trade up and trade up back into the first round and trade whatever you want. If so, I would have done that. And Jordan Morgan went 31, so a tackle run happened early or late first round. And so right here I'm looking at edge rusher. I'm looking at Adisa Isaac from Penn State, Jonah Ellis out of Utah, and Chris Braswell out of Alabama. Could we go back-to-back Alabama prospects? I do like Chris Braswell. I do like Adisa Isaac a lot. I'm a little skeptical on Jonah Ellis, even though I'm a Utes fan. He was a very young player at Utah, so I don't know how he'll fare in the NFL. I think I would rather lean Adisa Isaac, but Troy Franklin is really calling my name at the receiver position. But the receiver class is super deep, so I think we can pass on them. And Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, and Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall is still there as well. I'm going to go ahead and select Adisa Isaac, edge rusher out of Penn State. I think that was the best overall pick there in that spot, and I'm very satisfied with that. I would have loved to tackle there, but not one I felt like we should pick there in that spot. That would be worthy of a high second overall pick. Okay, so now we're at the 67th overall pick. Let's see if any more tackles that are still available. Blake Fisher, tackle out of Notre Dame. Brandon Coleman, tackle TCU. Dominic Pooney out of Kansas. Let's go to look at the receiver room. Jermaine Burton, wide receiver out of Alabama. Devontae Walker out of North Carolina. Javon Baker. Jalen McMillan out of Washington. I do like him. I like Jamari Thrash as well. So we definitely got options at the receiver position. Let's go ahead and look at tight ends. Eric All is the top rated here at pick 67, tight end out of Iowa. I think we could definitely look at tight end. Let's go look at the safeties. Cameron Kitchens, on PFF's mock draft, he is the 109th ranked player. I actually like him more than that. I think Cameron Kitchens could be the best safety in this draft. So I could definitely see the Commanders targeting him at pick 67. Look at the linebackers. Adrian Cooper out of Texas A&M is definitely tempting. Jeremiah Trotter out of Clemson is also a good name too. Man, this is a tough decision. I do like the Javon Baker out of UCF. So we will see. We have another pick at 78, so we can maybe see what wide receiver falls there. I do like Adrian Cooper here as a linebacker out of Texas A&M. I really do. But I also do like Blake Fisher out of tackle out of Notre Dame. And I am going to take him. I think the tackle need is greater than the receiver need for sure. So Adrian Cooper goes two ahead of me. Goes to the Broncos at 76. And then Kyrie Jackson, a corner out of Oregon, who I absolutely love as well, is a late-round gem. So we'll go see if Javon Baker's still there at the wide receiver position, and he is. So that will definitely be tempting. Maybe let's look at the linebacker position again. I think we could see the Commanders draft the linebacker high, like Adrian Cooper, in the second round maybe. But yeah, like I said, it's really tough to be able to predict these. I am going to draft Javon Baker out of UCF. He had a great Senior Bowl. Some of the scouts there that are on Twitter really preached about him at the Senior Bowl, and he was one of the standout receivers. And there's always a couple guys that really stock or have their stock up in result to the Senior Bowl, and Javon Baker was definitely one of those players. So the best player available right now is wide receiver Jalen McMillan. I do like Jalen McMillan, but I do like Javon Baker a little bit more. Cade Stover, tight end out of Ohio State, I do like too. We definitely need tight end help. Not the most desperate needed position, but I definitely think that the Commanders could look there. And I'm not really seeing any like other big names or names that I would potentially go for. Maybe Cameron Kitchens is still on the board. I do like him, like as I said. I think I'm going to take Cade Stover, tight end out of Ohio State. We just need more depth there. I think that he could really help that group out, especially coming from Ohio State. They produce really good talent, the skill level, the skill position. So I'm done with that draft. I did a 3-round mock. And I went Jaden Daniels, Khalid McKinstry, Adisa Isaac, Blake Fisher, Javon Baker, and Cade Stover. And PFF gave me an A- overall draft grade. I like that. I do like that. I would definitely love this draft if that would happen. Do I think Khalid McKinstry will fall to the second round? I don't. I think he's a top three corner in this draft, if not top one. I think he's that good. He has that much potential. And just by his name, like, he's going to be a stud. So, Jaden Daniels, obviously, at two. Love that. They give me B-, I give that an A+. If I were to do the mock draft, I'd give that an A+. I really like Javon Baker. I think that's one of my favorite picks that I did. Adisa Isaac out of Penn State, I think it would be an immediate impact player, rotational piece at the edge rusher position. So, let me know how you guys think I did with the mock draft. Obviously, a lot of the websites that you guys use will be different. If you use PFF, it always gets some random. It always randomizes the order and the players. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I can't wait for the draft, and I can't wait to hop back on and do another podcast about who they pick and see how my mock draft went and if I got any picks right. So hopefully I get the Jaden Daniels pick right, if any. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to go follow me on Twitter, at Command Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts, Command Fan. And yeah, just thank you again. Thank you guys for listening, and hail to the Commanders.